Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, free speech video platform. And today we're joined by Paul Wittenberger, who is a free speech documentary producer and so much more, by the way. And he's got a documentary called Fluoride, Poison on Tap, that will be running free starting this Saturday on our new Brighteon University website, which is called brightu.com. We'll tell you more about that later, but it's free starting Saturday. Paul Wittenberger joins us to talk about fluoride and other projects. Paul, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me on your program. It's exciting to talk to you. It's been a while since I've had a conversation with you. I know we interviewed you first back in 2011 for this film, so a long time ago. I feel like, you know, watching you all these years, I've really gotten a good chance to get to know you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, We first met over a decade ago, and it has been a while since we talked, so this is probably overdue. But, you know, your documentary back then has been proven correct again and again and again. If anything, I think that, you know, didn't you have the Great Culling? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, the first kind of iteration of this film was originally going to be a three-part series focusing on the toxins in our food, water, and air that we produce with InfoWars, and we released that film, and then we decided to kind of re-release this film to just focus on fluoride. So we re-released it as a different film, Fluoride Poison on Tap, with a bunch of new footage in 2015.
Okay, but my point is that the things that you have been making in these films have been proven true again and again and again. I mean, you were years ahead of the curve on this.
Right. I mean, the film holds up very well today. I mean, I recently watched it with my children, and it's like it happened yesterday. Everything has been proven right, and nothing in that film has been proven wrong at all.
Yeah, see, that's extraordinary. And, you know, if anything, then the COVID years now have also, I think, opened a lot of people's eyes to what you were talking about, the Great Culling. Because, you know, 10 years ago, if you said to people, hey, there's an effort to try to achieve depopulation, you know, people thought you were crazy. Now, about half of the people are like, yeah, you're probably right, because a lot of people I know have already died. You know, it's no longer a theory. People are seeing it every day around them.
Yeah, definitely. And there's 100% been a resurgence of this film. I've been noticing all the DVD sales going way up since COVID happened, because people are fed up with the nonsense that's been going on, and they're searching for the truth. I mean, a lot of people woke up during this whole COVID debacle.
Yeah, true. Exactly. A lot of people woke up, and a lot of people died, and thus they lost the opportunity to wake up. But I want to thank you, Paul, for giving us permission to broadcast your documentary. Again, Fluoride, Poison on Tap. It's a must-see documentary, and you actually interviewed me for that as well, so I've got a couple of snippets in there. But it's going to be streaming for free on brightu.com. Right now it shows Cult of the Medics, which is the show that's currently running on brightu.com. But every 1 to 2 Saturdays, you know, every Saturday or every other Saturday, we have a new program for you, and it's free to watch. You just click here, you enter your email address, and you can watch it. It's free. And Cult of the Medics was multiple episodes, but Fluoride, Poison on Tap is one documentary, and so it just repeats on a loop for the whole week. Paul, I would also invite you. We would love to run some of your other documentaries over time as well, if that's something you're open to.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Covidland series that we just produced with InfoWars would be an amazing addition to.
I think so.
And I think that series is awesome. It was definitely the most professional work I've ever put out. And so, yeah, I can't wait till you guys get that out and get that to more eyes.
Well, we'd love to do that. So our producers will, of course, coordinate with you on that. What else are you working on right now? Because I think the world gives you plenty of topics to choose from. There's no shortage of fascinating topics to make documentaries about right now.
Right. Well, I do need to finish the COVIDland series. We have the last two parts of that series that we're still finishing up. You know, because of all the problems that happened with InfoWars, that project got put on hold for a little bit. So we're hoping to get back to that. But I also have some different topics of interest that I get into, biblical topics and stuff that we discuss. And I'm working on a bunch of different films and ideas right now.
Well, I'm sure that everybody has a suggestion for you, you know, because if you're a filmmaker, everybody's got a film idea. So I'm going to give you an idea here as well. But because, you know, I did a film called Biosludged, which was, you know, about the biosolids being dumped on the farms and everything. And I thought if I did another film, and maybe this is something your team might consider long term, it would be called like Gender Benders. And it would be about the gender bender chemicals that the plastics, the atrazine, the chemical castrators, the hormone disruptors, the soy, everything that's actually contributing to gender bending. All right. You have anything on your slate looking at maybe gender issues?
Well, I've wanted to make a film on all this woke garbage, but I've never thought about doing one on specifically what you just talked about, but I'm not against it.
Yeah. Well, that would be the chemical approach, right? It's saying that a lot of these people are actually victims of chemical contamination where their hormones get all screwed up because of exposure. You know, it's almost an environmental documentary, but anyway, it's about gender. Yeah. Crazy times. Okay. So what else is on your mind? Anything that you can tease us with that after COVIDland?
I don't know. I'm trying to just work on one project at a time right now. I feel like I've been working on COVIDland for so long now that that's really all I've been thinking about.
Okay, well, what about your website, framingtheworld.com? What do you have going on there that people can tune into? Other than I see your documentaries here and so on, but what else do you have there?
You can check out my archive on Rockfin as well, which you see there. I'm just trying to, you know, get out there to different alternative websites. Of course, I'm on Brighteon, BitChute, stuff like that, because YouTube is totally censored everything I've ever done. And so it's just, just trying to get out there to alternative platforms right now.
Okay, well, I think you're doing a good job of that. And more people are tuning into, you know, alternative platforms to get the truth about everything. But let's go back to fluoride. Actually, because fluoride, I believe that fluoride also alters people's neurophysiology in some ways. So it changes people's behavior in certain ways. What did you find when you talked to all these experts about how fluoride is impacting the psychology or the behavior of the population?
When I first started looking into this, I didn't realize how much fluoride affected all aspects of our life, you know, from our IQ to just our every part of our daily life. And so, you know, when I did this film, we interviewed tons of doctors and scientists and activists, and really went down the rabbit hole on all the ways that fluoride affects you in a host of different ways. And I think that this film does a really fantastic job at explaining each one of those issues and going through all those different issues in a clear, concise way.
But also then, I think you found this, you know, talking to the experts and doing your due diligence on the film, but the people pushing fluoride at a high enough level, they also know this. They know that fluoride is linked to, you know, fluorosis. They know it's linked to bone cancers. They know it's linked to, in some cases, psychiatric disorders. They know this at a certain level. Am I wrong on that? Or do you think they know it? Or do you think they just, it's an accident?
They have to know. I mean, there has been at least 64 tests on just children's showing that children's IQ is lowered as a result of fluoride.
Yes.
There's study after study after study done that has proven that fluoride is toxic to your body. So yeah, they have to know. It's just the propaganda has made it that people refuse to accept it.
So then if they know it, what do you, we have to think about what's the motivation. Why are they putting it into the water supply? Because this is a mass poisoning of the population. It's deliberate, and they're using the water supply as a vector. What do you suppose are their goals in doing that?
Well, you know, it can't just be money. You know, obviously that is part of it, is, you know, money is a key factor in this waste product, getting it out there, but it's more than that. I really do feel like there are powers out there that have been playing the long game and dumbing down the population. And fluoride is the perfect chemical to do that.
And okay, so dumbing down the population, it seems like we've arrived at this point in America where the craziest things are happening and then people are just zombified. It's like they're oblivious to what's happening, and they're highly suggestible too. So do you think, or do any of the experts that you interviewed, do they think that there's that fluoride makes people either zombified or more suggestible or both?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of evidence that points to that. And you got to go back to where fluoride began. I mean, fluoride was historically used as a rat poison. And, so if you go back to that and realize that it is a highly toxic substance, it's obviously going to cause a lot of problems with you. And they have successfully put that in the water.
So then, okay, let's take this forward to the next logical step. They want people dumbed down. They want people zombified. They want people tranquilized. While something else happens that people would otherwise react to or respond to. You know what I'm saying? Like people, like what is happening in the world right now that people would otherwise be outraged about, or maybe they'd be marching in the streets or something? What is happening, or what is about to happen, that they need everybody, you know, medicated down into drooling status? A guess? Do you have a guess on that?
Well, I mean, this whole COVID hoax is, you know, I think plays into it. We can look at how the population went along with all the draconian lockdown measures and everything. You know, the slow accumulation of fluoride in the population, I think, played a large part of how they were able to basically take over the world.
Yeah, good point. The fluoride made people perhaps very compliant with the COVID lockdowns and the masks. I was very shocked about the immediate compliance for something that no one can even see, right? So you're supposed to imagine that this COVID virus is floating in the air everywhere, and it's getting on everybody unless they're 6 feet apart. It's all in your head to imagine this, but they were able to create such fear that people just immediately complied with lockdowns and masks and then vaccines. It was shocking to me to see that compliance. Was it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sad. I thought, you know, after this, I was like, no, people aren't going to shut down their business. And then immediately everybody just shut down. It was crazy. They use fear perfectly as a weapon to take over the entire population instantly.
Well, and maybe this was, I mean, I think it was a test run, actually. I think they were testing for something much bigger that's still coming. And since you're still working on finishing COVID land with more episodes, are you covering any of that maybe the next plandemic? Because, you know, they they've openly talked about more simulations, more things coming, you know, from Bill Gates to Fauci and others. They're openly saying, hey, there's a bigger one coming. What do they know that we don't?
Right. So episodes 4 and 5 is going into, the fourth one is going into propaganda, and the fifth one is going into the Great Reset and how they are actually trying to reshape the world. And so, yeah, I mean, I definitely think that that is the end goal here.
So when are those two episodes coming out, by the way?
I don't know. Right now, we're in talks with InfoWars trying to figure everything out. It's been put on hold right now. So hopefully it gets on schedule.
All right. Well, yeah, we hope that gets back on schedule, too, because I think your work is really important for the world. And I'm very glad that InfoWars is supporting your work. I hope that can get back on track as soon as possible. In the meantime, I want to mention to folks, just go to brightu.com to register to watch Fluoride Poison on Tap. That begins on a repeat loop, begins this Saturday. What would this Saturday be? That would be May 13th, 2023, in case you're watching this later. Just go to brightu.com, register. You can watch it for free just with registration required. And then, of course, we'll have Paul back for other documentaries as well over time. Now, what can people do, Paul, to help support your work right now? I mean, can they purchase COVID land films, or how do you support yourself?
Yeah, the biggest way to support me and my work is just to go to framingtheworld.com. Get the movies, get the books, and help spread the message, especially with this re-release of Fluoride Poison on Tap at Brighteon University. I mean, I really encourage people to go to that website, get the download the DVD or download the digital file, get the DVD, share it with your friends and family. It is a powerful tool to wake up your friends and family. People don't realize, I think a lot of people out there, they don't get excited about fluoride for some reason, yet today in America, over 70% of the water is fluoridated. So this problem is not going away. Where I live in Michigan, 90% of the water is fluoridated. It is a serious issue even today, and people need to wake up their friends and family over this mass medication of the water supply. It's the only drug that is put into the water to treat you, not the water.
Well,
this is an important topic that people need to hear about.
I want to talk about that because you hit upon a really critical point. This is a medication that is dosed to everybody without a prescription, which violates, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, violates medical ethics. And there's also no consideration for how much fluoride people are getting through other sources. So people are already getting fluoride through things like toothpaste or even green tea in some cases, or, you know, other bottled water. Some of it has fluoride added into it. So how can a city drip fluoride into the water and literally medicate the population without knowing whether some people are already over-medicated? And also without a diagnosis of a fluoride deficiency. I mean, you talk about total blatant violation of medical ethics. I mean, this is a criminal act, in my opinion. What's your take?
Right. I mean, how do you control the dose? Everyone drinks a different amount of water. Everyone uses toothpaste. So the majority of people use fluoride toothpaste. So you get the fluoride from the toothpaste. You get the fluoride from your bottled water. You get the fluoride from your tap. I mean, and everyone drinks these amounts differently. So one person can drink, you know, four of these, which they get, you know, pea-sized amount of toothpaste in every one of these. And, you know, kids will get different amounts of fluoride. They don't weigh as much. So how do you control the dose? It is a huge issue to mass medicate indiscriminately the water supply. And, you know, there's a lot of health problems that are coming from it that people can see every day. I mean, just look at everyone's teeth. Most people have fluorosis of some level. And, you know, it's sad.
Well, and that's the other thing. If you wanted to treat teeth with fluoride, you know, you would go to your dentist and they would give you, it's like a little bite thing. And then you put fluoride in that and then you bite down on it and the fluoride touches your teeth and then you rinse it out and you spit it out. If you really wanted to treat everybody with fluoride, you would do that. You wouldn't make them drink it. It's like, I mean, what's a good example of this? It's like telling people to drink sunscreen to protect their skin from the sun. It's like you wouldn't put sunscreen in the water supply because that would be insane because it's a topical treatment. Well, fluoride is a topical treatment for teeth, even in conventional dentistry. It's just they want to put it on your teeth and then rinse it out and spit it out. So why would they even think that everybody should be swallowing this medication?
Right. Yeah, and what's crazy to me is that the chemical that they're adding in the water is not just, it's not fluoride, it's hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's an actual industrial waste byproduct of the phosphate industry. And, you know, when you tell people that, they kind of glaze over, but it's real. I mean, you can go to your city council meeting and they give the minutes. I have this memorandum here. And I want to show your screen on the screen here. This is from the city of Dallas, their water supply. They just re-upped a two-year agreement in September of 2022 for $1.3 million of hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Wow.
With Univar Solutions. And so who is Univar Solutions? Well, if you look at who Univar Solutions is, this is one of the biggest distributors of fluoride. They have 120 locations throughout the nation. And if you look at the MSDS sheet for fluoride, for this hydrofluorosilicic acid, what they even say that they're putting in the water supply, it is an industrial chemical. It is harmful. If you look at the MSDS, it says harmful is swallowed, causes severe skin burns and damage, causes severe eye damages. Says do not eat or drink or smoke. You know, if swallowed, call the poison control center if you feel unwell. So, wow. I mean, it's just crazy that they would add this stuff to our water supply and then just act like it's normal. And look real quick back at this. It says at their meeting, they had two open mic speakers that spoke in opposition to community water fluoridation, claiming such practices constitutes medicating the public without their consent, which is true. They further objected to the use of hydrofluorosilicic acid as a use of fluoride sources, stating that it is industrial waste. And more recently, reported fluoride in the drink represents neurological risks to children. So, which is all true. Then if you look down here, this is their justification. Well, the American Water Works Association approves it. The American National Standards Institute approves it. The National Sanitation Foundation approves it. So it's fine, you know, but it's not. I mean, look at the MSDS sheet. It's an industrial waste byproduct of the phosphate industry.
But see, now that we've all been through the COVID years and the COVID vaccine being pushed on us, the whole fluoride situation makes even more sense because we know, yes, they want to harm you. They want to cause disease. They want to poison you, like with mRNA injections or with gain of function research and then releasing that onto the world. It's like fluoride was a chemical weapon where now we're subjected to biological weapons and even genetic weapons. So the only thing that's really changed is that the weapons have become a lot more advanced, but the fluoride chemical weapon is still there, still being dripped into the water supply. And you're right, it is an industrial waste. And I'm struck by the fact that if you or I, Paul, if we took a bag of hydrofluosilicic acid and we dumped it into a river, we would be arrested and charged with environmental terrorism by, you know, the EPA or law enforcement. But when a city does it, it's called public health. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I love about our film, Fluoride Poison on Tap, is that we actually go to Florida, and we go to these phosphate plants, we film them from the sky and show not only the environmental devastation this is causing, but we show that this toxic byproduct, you know, eats through the, I mean, creates like sinkholes they're huge, that just go right down in the groundwater. It is a serious, serious issue that instead of, you know, disposing of this chemical, this hydrofluorosilicic acid, which costs millions of dollars to dispose of, they're just repackaging it and selling it and making a profit out of it. I mean, if you look back at that memorandum, they're paying $1.3 million a year, the city of Dallas. And this company has 120 locations. How much money are they making every year just on selling this hazardous byproduct?
Well, right. And this is, it's parallel to biosludge. So biosludge is all the human feces, the waste, everything flushed down the toilet. And then, for example, in Texas, the city of Austin takes all that human sewage and they ship it off to this place that bags it, and they call it Dillo dirt, and then they sell it at, you know, the gardening stores as garden dirt, which is insane. But they're doing the same thing with this hydrofluosilicic acid. It's a toxic industrial waste. They just bag it, they put a label on it, and say, oh, now it's public health treatment, and these cities pay millions of dollars for it. It's like, you can actually get paid to dispose of toxic waste. If I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and somehow the population just like, yeah, safe and effective. Hook me up. When it's like, what are you doing? Like, the dentist that we just got, we're new to this area, and we went in to go check out a local dentist. It wasn't like a IAOMT dentist or anything. It was just a normal dentist. They had they only had fluoride toothpaste. They didn't have any other. We're like, all right, time to find new dentists.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right, right. I mean, it's in. They want you to brush with it and then drink with it and feed it to your children. Have you seen the infant bottled water that has extra fluoride in it?
Criminal.
Yeah.
Criminal. And when they would give that to a little baby, how do they sleep at night knowing that that has caused serious harm to children? It's crazy to me.
Well, we're living in a crazy society, a death cult, as I call it, by the way. They just looking for all kinds of ways to commit suicide. Fluoride is just one of many. So folks, go to brightu.com and register to watch fluoride poison on tap. And by the way, you can register here early. You can register for Cult of the Medics. And then when you come back, see, just enter your first name and your email address. And then you'll be able to watch fluoride poison on tap this Saturday. Or if it just asks you to re-register, just enter the same thing and you'll be able to watch actually every episode that we have on this. Paul, I really want to thank you for making this available. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this interview?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to encourage people to go out and speak at your local city council meeting. Do something about this. It is a serious issue that people need to stand up. On that paper, it said two people spoke out against it. If we had a line of people out the door in Dallas that spoke out against this issue, maybe they would take it more serious. But instead, two people show up, they're like, whatever. But you know, 274 communities have stopped fluoridation since 2010. It is happening. The number is lowering. Since the film was released, less communities now are fluoridating their water supply. So spread the message about this film, Fluoride Poison on Tap. Get a copy of the DVD, share it with your friends and family, and let people know about these important issues.
Okay, well said, Paul. And I want to give out your website one more time, framingtheworld.com. People can find your other films and they can purchase DVDs and downloads there as well. And again, brightu.com to register to watch the documentary beginning this Saturday. So a couple of great resources for folks to check out. And thank you, Paul. And I look forward to working with you on some additional films. And keep us posted on COVID Land also, because we'd love to help bring some buzz to that project. And you know, just keep me in the loop on it. We'll help you get the word out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. It's always good to talk with you. It's been far too long. Let's do this again.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that was Paul Wittenberger, everybody, from, again, framingtheworld.com. A really creative and inspiring filmmaker. A lot more coming from Paul Wittenberger, by the way, so stay tuned, you know, in the months ahead. He's a productive guy. He's working on some cool stuff. And thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com. And as always, feel free to repost this interview on other platforms and channels. And more importantly, be sure to register at brightu.com to watch this documentary at no charge beginning this Saturday. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com. And did you know we now have organic, lab-tested macadamia nuts? Yeah, I've got them here on my desk. Mac nuts are super delicious, highly nutritious. And as with all our nuts and seeds, we've got raw cashews there too. And you see almonds and what is that, coconut milk powder? Plus the mac nuts there in the sort of blue package. With all our nuts and seeds, we do aflatoxin testing in addition to the other glyphosate testing, heavy metals testing, and soon coming up dioxin testing as well. So this is the cleanest, greenest food that you can find anywhere on the planet, and it's certified organic, and it's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And that's just a small portion of what we have available. If you go to our website, you can see we have these number 10 cans of freeze-dried organic fruits. We've got mango pieces, and we've got palm sugar and strawberries and whole raspberries and blueberries. I know some of these are out of stock right now, but they are back in stock frequently. We're always producing more. We've got goji berries, again, certified organic, lab tested, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And we thank you for your support, because without it, we couldn't do what we do here at Brighteon.com. Thanks for your support.